Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
God bless everybody. Welcome to Be Set Free Ministry. We stand on the rock, and Jesus will set you free. We stand on solid foundation. Amen. God bless y'all. I'm going to pray in the room. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our debts as you forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the glory and the power forever. Amen. Lord, anoint this radio station with your blood. I ask to anoint everyone in this room with your precious blood, Father God. And we give you the glory and honor and praise. You can go to God the Most High to hide. You can go to God All-Powerful for protection. I say to thee, Lord, you are my place of salvation, my fortress. My God, I trust in you. God will save you from the hidden dangers and from the dead pestilence. You can go to him for protection. He will cover you like a bird, spreading his wings over you like a baby. You can trust him to surround and to protect you like a shield. You will have nothing to fear at night and no need to be afraid of the enemy around during the day. You will have no fear of diseases that comes in darkness, or terror suffering that comes at noonday. 10,000 people may fall dead at your side, or 10,000 right beside you, but nothing bad will happen to you. All you will have to do is watch, and you will see that the wicked are punished. You trust in the Lord for protection. You have made God your Most High, your place of salvation, so nothing bad will happen to you. No disease will come near your home. He will command his angels to protect you wherever you go. Their hands will catch you so that you will not hit your foot on a rock. You will have power to tremble on lions and on serpents and snakes. The Lord said, if someone trusts me, I will save them. I will protect my followers who calls to me for help. When my followers calls to me, I will answer them. I will be with them when they are in trouble. I restore them and honor them. And I will give my followers a long life and show them my power to save. Father God, I just ask, Lord, that Psalms 91 on everybody tonight, Psalms 91 on your people, Psalms 91 on the radio station tonight, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your protection shield around us. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for your precious blood. We overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. We know your name, Father God. Cover our household, our families, our children, our generation from generation to generation with your precious blood. Blood to be on our doorposts, Father God. We thank you for that blood. We apply that blood upon us from every part of our life. On our phones, on our cars, on our lands, on our children, on our families, on our husbands. Wherever we go, may Psalms 91 and the full armor of God be upon us. Wear the full armor of God. To the end of my letter, I tell you, be strong in the Lord and in his great power. Wear the full armor of God. Wear God's armor so that you can fight against the devil's tricks. Our fight is not against people on this earth. We are fighting against the rulers and authorities and the power of this world darkness. We are fighting against the spiritual power of evil in the heavenly places. That is why you need to get God's full armor. Then on the day of evil, you will be able to stand strong. And when you have finished the world fight, you will still be standing. So stand strong with the belt of truth tied around your waist and on your chest, where the protection of the right living, on your feet, where the good news of peace to help you stand strong. And also use the shield of faith, which you can stop all the burning arrows that comes from evil. One, and keep God's salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, that the sword is the teaching of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times. Pray with all kinds of prayers, and ask for everything you need. To do this, you must always be ready. Never give up. Always pray for all of God's people. Also pray for me too. God bless you. We need to pray for all God's people and for ourselves. And we need to ask for prayer. That's very important to stay strong in the Lord. Father God, I confess the full armor of God. As I read this, Father God, let the armor of God be on this radio station and on everybody tonight. God bless y'all. This radio station calls, we stand on the rock. And on the rock we stand. What foundation are you building? We need to build ourselves on the rock. And the rock is Jesus. And we need to know without a shadow of doubt what God wants in our life. And we need to spend quality time with the Lord. I know if y'all have kids or to do something, you know, that 5 minutes of time or as you walk. You pray. I understand you can't spend that much time. But when you do have time, you need to spend quality time with the Lord. And you know, God wants, he knows how much time you need to spend with him. He digs on your heart. And if, you know, you get up in the morning, you pray, you obey, and he'll tell you how long the time he wants from you. And get stronger. It's like exercising. And you exercise little by little. You get there little by little. And you start getting strong. You start getting fit. You start getting muscle toning. And for us women, you know, muscle toning, good for some women, they like those big muscles. That's fine, but I'm a woman that wants that toning. Not too much muscle, but nice toning. And, you know, that's building. So we need to build a relationship with the Lord. It's like a marriage. You know, you don't spend too much time with your husband or a relationship or a mother or a father or you fall distant, you know. You fall distant of that relationship. And it's not that much communication. You know, I'm getting a little hindered, but when you get hindrance, you know, you're doing something right. So, like, you get, like, hindrance. It's known that it's a blessing tonight. Amen. So we need to spend that quality time with the Lord, like you want to spend quality time with your husband or with your family. You know, God said he goes to anybody that welcomes him. He'll come and visit your house if you welcome him and stay there. He'll come in your spirit and welcome him, you know. So we need to accept Jesus. Jesus is love. His spirit is kind and gentle. And don't wait to come to Jesus to be perfect. You never be perfect. Never, never be perfect. Only God is perfect. So, you know, only our sweet Jesus is perfect. And if y'all wait to be perfect, no. And it'll never be. You got to come as you are. And, you know, I say this all the time. I would have never forgive. on my own ability. But when you give your life to Jesus and you want Jesus and he knows that you want him and you give him your heart, the way God delivered me, you know, you don't have to do this because God delivers people in a certain way. But for me, it was different, whatever God wants. You know, I did not want to go on a fast. But it was so much burning that was God's calling for me to go on the fast. If I didn't do that fast, I'll still have burning today. So thank God I don't have that burning no more. So he put me in these fastings for how long that he want me to fast. So I just went through these fasts and, you know, all of a sudden it's like this, like I didn't know when it hit me. My heart changed. I said, Lord, I cannot change what I feel. You know, whatever you feel, if you feel anger or if you feel hurt from past mistakes or wounded or some kind of wrong soul tie or you went the wrong way, you didn't go God's will and you hurt and you're brokenhearted or you went to some kind of crisis in life, you have to go to God and God has to change you. Now, when he did that, and he's not a spectacle person, so he never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when he did that, when he brought me to that process, as he touches you, and the more you give your life to him and the more you don't have to be perfect. You'll never be perfect. We're sinners. Only God is not a sinner. But he'll touch you in a way that, you know, that hate may come. I walked over that mountain. I was facing a mountain. I was hurt, past mistakes, went over God's will. You know, cause y'all a lot of pain and effort. Never go over God's will. I did. And, you know, I went over God's will and, you know, I was a little hurt. I was a lot hurt, but God knows. But I'm not going to get there right now. And when I did that and when God delivered me, you know, the Spirit is freely giving. But you got to pay the price to keep it. And it works the price. And all that pain and effort, I went through a lot of pain. It caused a lot of pain and effort for me to forgive. But I did because he touched my heart. So when I got touched from the Lord and I got delivered, you could feel those chains just falling. You could feel the stress from your back. From all that chain and the anxiety and things like that I've been through. We're just broken. I got delivered because that's what happens. When you have a forgiving heart, your prayer has been, you know, you're not doing them a favor. You're doing yourself a favor. And God will deal with them, you know, to change their hearts. And, you know, so I did that. And now, it worked the pain when I went through, because you know why? Because now, nothing can touch me. You know, when I read the full armor of God, in your spirit, you may feel that anger, but it just cannot touch you. It cannot prosper. You know, as he said, we'll face trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer. He overcame those trials and tribulations, and nothing will prosper. You know, he said that we are the head, not the tail. We are the righteousness of Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. And whatever we shall do, whatever we shall do. He also said we could do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens us, you know. And that's our God. He's a very powerful God. It's not by our strength, it's by His Spirit. It's not by might or by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. Oh, that we serve a very strong and a mighty God. So I'm going to read, as we all know these scriptures, it says, two kind of people. Whosoever hears these teachings of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Is the rain or the flood come, the wind blows and beats against that house, but it did not fall because it was built on the rock, on solid foundation. I said solid foundation, but it's false. Built because it was built on the rock. And whosoever hears these teachings of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. It rained hard, the flood comes, and the wind blows and beats against that house, and it will fall with crush. When Jesus finished speaking, the people were amazed at his teaching. He did not teach like their teachers of the law. He taught like someone who has authority. You need to use God's authority. In Jesus' name. So what are we doing? What are we building? A solid foundation on the rock, or we're building our foundation on sand? And how deep would that fall be? But if you built it on a rock, hallelujah, Jesus. If you built it upon the rock, even the rain will come like a flood. The wind will beat upon that house. Storm will come. The winds will blow. It will not fall. We will not fall because we will be still standing. And we will not come out as smelling as smoke. We'll come out as a champion. We'll come out as blossom, as the light of Jesus, like nothing ever happened. We won't even feel it. It'll be so light. No, God said, take my yoke upon me because my yoke is light and my burden is easy. It's like the armor of God. Nothing can prosper against us. But if you build your house on sand like I did, I didn't understand. God told me it was in his will, in a marriage, and I didn't listen. I didn't understand, because that was God. He used to tell me it's going to be a divorce, don't marry him at the start, but I wasn't that strong knowing of God back then. You know, I was young, and I didn't realize. I was brokenhearted. So, but thank God I got through all that. I didn't listen to his voice. I didn't build my my foundation on solid rock. I built it on the sand, and I fall. And how big was that fall? How big was that fall? If we don't build our house and stand on God's rock, our life on solid foundation on God, He is the rock. He's the truth. He's the beginning and the end. And how big would that fall be? You know, God is the light, and we need to be into the light. Because God is the light. So let's not go the wrong direction. There are life on the rock. You need to build our life upon the rock. Amen. Amen. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt lost its taste, it cannot be made salt. Again, salt is used if it loses its salt taste. It will be thrown out where people will just walk on it. You are the light that shines for the world to see. You are like a city built on a hill that cannot be hidden. People don't hide a lamp under the bowl. They put it on a lampstand, then the light shines for everyone to see. One in the house. In the same way, you should be a light for other people. Live so that they will see the good things you do, and pray your Father in heaven. We need to show our light for others, but how much do we want God? How much do we really want Him? Put our problems aside. Look, how much do we really want God? I want so much of God, a little dab is not going to do it. I don't want to hold bitterness and unforgiveness because it affects your whole family. You're not doing your enemies a favor, you're doing yourself a favor. And when you start, God start touching you with that unforgiveness, and He pits forgiveness in your heart, embrace the chain of jealousy, whatever you're going through, whatever is the problem, God knows. You know in God, that's between you and God, but if you want to get delivered, God will deliver you. There's nothing that what our God cannot do. There's nothing that our God cannot do. There is nothing. God anoint this radio station in the name of Jesus, Mark 11:23. We curse you to the root in the name of Jesus. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, don't fight back against anyone who wants to do harm to you. If they hit you on the right cheek, let them hit the other cheek too. If anyone wants so to show you in your shirt, to use you in control and take your shirt, let them have your coat too. If others for you to walk with him 1 mile ago with him to give another who asks you for something, don't refuse to give to anyone who wants to borrow from you. I didn't read it too good, but we need to stand for our right. You know, we can't have anybody to misuse us or to harm us or anything. You know, we need to be protected about that, but in a certain way, when you need to show kindness to others, when people don't show kindness to you. And I did that, and I still do that today because God touches me. And sometimes they're getting like, what's wrong with her? I have no anger. I maybe feel it, but I will not approach the anger because I have God delivered me. I can't argue. It's always peace. It gives you peace upon understanding, not like this world, but only the peace of God. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who treat you bad. If you do this, you will be a child who are true like your Father in heaven. He lets the sun rise for the people, whether they are good or bad. He sends rain to those who do right and to those who do wrong. If you love only those who love you, why should you get a reward for that? Even the tax collector do that. And if you are nice only to your friends, you know better than anyone also. Even the people who do now God are nice to their friends. What I am saying is that you must be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we must forgive. This, like our Father, but you know, we can't do it. You cannot do it. You cannot get delivered from what you're going through or how you're feeling. No, only God. So God is going to have to do it for you. Amen. And amen. Flowers, if God made what grows in the field so beautiful, what do you think he will do for you? It's just grass. One day it is alive and the next day someone throws it into the fire. But God cares in order to make it beautiful. Surely he will do much more for you. You of faith is so small. So don't worry and say that will we eat or what will we drink or what will we wear is what those people who do. Now God are always thinking about don't worry because your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things. What you should want most is God's kingdom and doing what he wants you to do. And he will give you all these other things you need. So don't worry about tomorrow. Each day has endured trouble of his own. Amen. God bless y'all. Amen. Amen. So don't worry. Amen. So I'm going to read it's in Mark. The scripture I always stand on. Amen. It's Mark 11:23 and 24. Amen. Amen. The next day Jesus was leaving. He was hungry. He saw a fig tree. Bethlehem. He saw a fig tree with leaves. So he went to the tree to see if it had any figs growing on it. But he found no figs on the tree. There were only leaves because it was not the right time for figs to grow. So Jesus said to the tree, "People will never eat fruit from you again." His followers heard him saying, You know, the tree didn't wither or curse to the root when he said it. It still looked the same. It probably said, like, God must have lost his touch because he cursed the fig tree and he's still there. It never withered and died. The next morning, Jesus was walking with his followers. They saw a fig tree that he spoke to the day before. Remember, the day before, the tree was dried and dead, even the root. Peter remembered that the tree and said to Jesus, "Teacher, look, yesterday you told that the fig tree to die. Now it's dry and dead." Jesus answered, "Have faith in God. The truth is, you can say to this mountain, 'Go, mountain, fall into the sea,' and if you have no doubt in your mind and you believe what you say will happen, then God will do it for you. So I told you to ask for what you want in prayer. And if you believe what you have received, those things, then they will be yours. When you are praying and you remember that you are angry with another person about something, then forgive that person. Forgive that so that your Father in heaven will also forgive your sins." So he's saying to forgive that person. But you got to want it. If you hold on forgiveness, you're blocking your own blessings. You're holding chains upon you. Why hold those chains? You don't need to hold those chains. For your own benefit, for your family's benefit, for a new beginning. Don't you need a new beginning? I wanted a new beginning. I want to be set free. I wanted Jesus with all my heart. And also represent the ones with dead leaves. They have no spirit at them at all. And we have the fruit, the leaves of life. What is that? That's Jesus. Jesus is life. So life is in us when we accept Jesus. And we want forgiveness and we want to move forward. Only time we're supposed to look back is to see how far we came from. And even if we look to our left, or to our right, confused, know that God is right in front of you. And he's there. God was just not sleeping on a pillow or on a cushion. He spoke to the star. And he, "Peace, be still." He walked on water. He pulled the disciple out of troubled waters. And he can pull us out of troubled waters. When the enemy tries to come like a flood, know that God will come in his light like a flood, like a lightning. And how we overcome the enemy? By the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. You know, I'm getting a little hindrance on the radio station. I'm hearing a little static on the radio, things like that. But excuse me for the hindrance. But you know, when you have hindrance, that's when God is working. Amen. God bless you. God bless y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Which commandment is the most important of the law came to Jesus? He heard Jesus arguing with the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. He said that Jesus gave good answer to their questions. I'm sorry, Jesus arguing with the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. Well, that's how it says it on this translation, but it's a different way of saying it, so. He says that Jesus gave good answer to their questions. So he asked him, which of this commandment is the most important? Jesus answered, the most important commandment is this. People of Israel, listen to the Lord your God and the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and in all your strength. The second most important commandment is this. Love your neighbor the same as you love yourself. These are the commandments are the most important. Then the man answered, that was a good answer, teacher. You are right in saying that God is the only Lord and that there is no other God. And you must love the God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. And you must love others the same as you love yourself. These are the more important. These commandments are more important than all the others. Jesus said that the man answered him wisely. So he said to him, you are closer kingdom. And after that time, no one was barred in door to ask Jesus any more questions. Amen. So we must seek the kingdom of God and all these shall be added unto us. You know, I say this a lot of time on the radio stations. No, I'm not against it. It's good to pray. It's good to have someone teach you the word of God or listen to the message or pray for you or fellowship and things like that. But, you know, those now more than ever you need to speak to that circumstances. Just like Jesus spoke to the fig tree and it withered and died. And, you know, those negative thoughts comes all through the day. Those negative thoughts comes. But we have to speak to it and command it to leave. You know, God bless me with Mark 11:23. You know, and I just be every time that negative thought, I just say Mark 11:23, you are cursed to the root. You will not prosper. I'm not saying pretty please do me a favor, leave. No. Commanding you to leave my presence in this problem. Let it be cursed to the root. And, you know, I've seen a lot of miracles just by confessing God's word. So we need to do our own praying. And it's according to our faith. Bigger is he that is in us and that is in the world. You know, sometimes you lay hands on yourself. He said to give you power to trip upon lions and serpents and snakes. When there's no one around to encourage you, when you feel so down and out, knowing that God will not let you fall because he knows that you want him and you accept him and that's your child, and he'll do anything for you. So you got to be strong. You got to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And we got our strength from the Lord. You know, every problem that comes against me, you know, you receive that anointing. Because you want God, you want that forgiveness, you want to be with God, you want to do his will, and it just falls, yes, I'm not saying that problem is fake, I know it's real, but he said he overcame that problem. So every problem that comes against us will not prosper, it's false, why? Because we're in Christ Jesus, we're rooted and grounded in him. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. So let's bind those problems today. Let's come to him with thanksgiving. No matter how we feel, just get up in the morning, spend that time. Let God guide you.
and receive that anointing. Receive that anointing of healing. Even though you feel stressed or you feel unforgiveness, but you want to get delivered, don't worry. God will deliver you on his perfect time in the way he delivered me. And it'll never change and it'll never go away because you wanted it. You wanted that deliverance. You wanted that from God. You wanted to be prosperous. You know, people say it's hard to be a Christian. It was hard not to be a Christian. And people doesn't understand, yes, we do face trials and tribulations, I know, but God, don't let it prosper. Nothing can prosper against us. Why? Because there's Psalms 91 upon us. We have the full armor of God. You know, I snap my fingers because it's just like a snap of the glory of God. Because his power is so real. And he's such a real God. And he's a beautiful God. He's a beautiful God. Oh my God. There's nothing that my God cannot do. Is anything too hard from the Lord? No, there's nothing too hard. Maybe you might feel that stress. But know that God can deliver us. We have power to trample on lions and serpents and snakes. Said the new wineskins, not to go back in our old woman and old wineskins. New wineskin is daily. He made water into wine. And that's him. That's his word. And it gave us that precious wine of his anointing upon us and coat us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Father God, whoever is sick right now, coat them with your blood. That pain and that sickness, cover it with the blood. Father God, whatever it is, if it's abusement, if it's hurt, if it's pain, if it's sickness, Father God, cover it. Blood, the power of the Holy Spirit of Jesus, of Nazareth. Lord, speak life in that body, just the way you walked up the dead, that you walk them up. In Jesus' name. Father, I speak the way you was on the cross and you died and you rose again. You said it was finished, but you're a living God in heaven. And you're not a liar. It is finished. It's finished, Father God. Father God, Mark 11:23. Whatever is their circumstances are there are grown through. So where you walked up Nazareth from the dead, you walk up that problem, their bodies into life. Life in their financial, life in their bodies. Cure that wound. Every wound, Father, cure. Every pain, Father, let that anointing flow on upon me, upon my family, upon these people that's listening from around the world. Give us, Samuel, ears. Speak to our hearts, our minds, our will, and our emotion. Keep us from the wrong voices that's not from you, Lord. And let us hear your precious, precious voice, Father. You are a strong and wonderful God. And there's nothing that you cannot do. Just like the police officer, Father, that he just said, say the word. And my servant will be healed. And immediately his servant was healed. Lord, give us that river water we need. We need you. Apart from you, we are nothing. Could do all things. Jesus Christ, who strengthens us, who protects us, who know that we thank you for the things that you protected that we didn't know and that we're going to, in the future, even in our past, present, and future. Lord, let 2018 to show yourself our prayers, to see our prayers been answered. Let us see a strong move from you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray Amen. Jesus and his followers went again to Jerusalem. Jesus was walking in the temple area. The leading priests, the teachers of the law, and the other Jewish leaders came to him. They said, "Tell us, what authority do you have to do these things? Who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered, "I will ask you a question. You answer my question, then I will tell you what authority I use to do these things. Tell me, when John baptized people, did his authority came from God or was only from other people? Answer me." These Jewish leaders talked about Jesus' question. They said to each other, "If we answer John baptized was from God, then he will say, then why didn't you believe John? But if we ask to say what someone also, then the leaders was afraid of the people because they people believed that John was a prophet." So the leading answered Jesus, "We don't know." Then the answer Jesus said, "Then I will not tell you who gives me authority to do these things." You know, God had authority, and the people that didn't believe him, that was against him. It's for healing. It's for you, and we need to use God's authority. We have God. And he gave us that authority. He was a man of authority. And there's nothing that our God cannot do. There is nothing that he cannot do. And he's a big almighty God. He's a big almighty God. You need to know that. And he speaks to you. Maybe you'll fall 7 times, but you know, we're going to get up 8. We're going to get up 8. We are destined to win. That's our destiny. When we are in Jesus, that's our destiny. We are destined to win. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. He's good. He's good. Don't listen to the enemy's lies. Amen. Jesus got his followers with him after the boat left the shore. A very bad storm began on the lake. The waves covered the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. Followers went with him and walked him. They said, "Lord, save us, we are going to drown." Jesus answered, "Why are you afraid? You don't have enough faith." Then he stepped up and gave a command to the wind and the waters. And the wind stopped it, and the lake became very calm. Then the men were amazed. They said, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waters obey him." When you go into the storm, even the winds and waters obey him. So know that God could calm your storm. Speak to it. And command it to leave in the name of Jesus. Command that storm to leave. In the name of Jesus, power in his name. And there's one more. The golden rule. Do for others what you want them to do for you. This is the meaning of the law of Moses and the teaching of the prophets. And how do we do the golden rule? Is by giving it to God. And it'll touch your heart to do for others. Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. You know, it says we can know the word inside out. We can obey, do everything, even feed the poor, feed the hungry. But if our heart's not right towards Jesus, it's all in the heart. You know, nothing can be done. We'll be making like meanings, noises against our Lord. So let us get our hearts right today with the Lord by give it to Him to change our hearts and to give us that agape love for others. Amen. And only He could touch that area that needs to be touched. Don't try to do it on your own ability. Don't say, no, I'm going to have this hate, I have all this, and be stressed out. No. Don't try to rely on your own understanding. Give it to God. And He will set you free. Who the Son sets free, it's free indeed. It's free indeed. Who the Son sets free. It's free indeed. So let the Son of God set you free. It's free indeed. Who the Son sets free, amen, it's free indeed. He'll bless our water, He'll bless our bread. In Jesus' name. Amen. Say a short prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our debts as you forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thy is the glory and the power forever. Amen. Father God, Mark 11:23, we speak to every pain on every child, every hurt, on every human being that's listening to them. May they receive the anointing and gift of healing. The blood of Jesus is upon them. Psalms 91, full armor of God, for they're the head, not the tail. They're the righteousness of Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Whatever they shall do, whatever they shall touch, they will prosper. Get them out of that darkness. Get them out of that troubled water. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit give them a visitation right now, Father God. We believe, we receive in Jesus' name. God bless y'all. Be strong in the Lord and overcome in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless y'all. Don't listen to the devil's lie. Listen to God.